when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street.
Hello, Dolly. This is Louis. Dolly, it's so nice to have you back where you belong. You looking swell, Dolly. I can tell, Dolly. You still growing, you still going strong. I feel the room sway while the band's playing our old favorite songs from way back when. So take a rap, fellas, find an empty lap, fellas, darling, never go away again.
Dolly never went away, and who better to remind us of that fact than the one, the only, Louis Satchmo Armstrong. Hello, cats. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating today out of the Grand New York Boulevard of Broadway, not too far away from the 14th Avenue Association Parade. And if you are musically attuned to your American musical theater history, you know that is a reference to Hello, Dolly, the great Jerry Herman musical from 1964 that has taken Broadway by storm once again, currently under a blockbuster revival directed by Jerry Zaks, but starring the now Tony Award-winning Bette Midler, who returned to Broadway for the first time, I think, in a show since she took over, was it Huddle, in Fiddler on the Roof in the late 1960s, and the whole town is just tossing its caps and its straw hats and hats with ribbons down their back up in the air to welcome her back where she belongs. Well, Hello, Dolly is one of the great classics of the American musical theater. It opened at a time when America desperately needed some good old-fashioned entertainment on the heels of the Kennedy assassination, and was masterminded by as good a group of people who steered the ship of state in the American musical as have ever boarded that. I think I've tortured that metaphor absolutely to death. Anyway, as you may know, the real genesis of Hello, Dolly came from Thornton Wilder, one of the great imaginative playwrights, theorists, dramatist figures of the 20th century, and he had amalgamated an earlier group of plays, probably the most famous by a 19th century dramatist named Johannes Nestroy, about a group of about a couple of little field mice who work in a store, who get their big day off and go to the great big city. And he transposed that and added to a play called The Merchant of Yonkers in the mid-30s. He transposed it to New York and kept a wonderful 19th century feel. And then he further adapted it to a play in the 50s called The Matchmaker, in which he added this character of Dolly Levi, one of the great theatrical yentas, that's the only way to put it, of the American stage, played famously by Ruth Gordon on stage and then Shirley Booth in the movie. And of course, with Wilder's brand of theatricality, it was not long before the musical adapters came knocking at his door. In this case, it was David Merrick, who had the foresight to see that this would be a great basis for a musical. So let's leap ahead to the opening number from Hello, Dolly, with the original Dolly Levi, of course, Carol Channing.
She'll match him up. Call on Dolly. If your eldest daughter needs a friend.
Tell me, Mrs. Levi, what's in all this for you?
A living, Mr. Kemper. Some people paint, some sew. I meddle. I have always been a woman who arranges things for the pleasure and the profit it derives. I have always been a woman who arranges things like furniture and daffodils and lives. When a man with a timid tongue meets a girl with a diffident air, why should the tortured creatures beat around the bush when heaven knows Mother Nature always needs a little push? So I put my hand in here. I put my hand in there. And a girl over 6'3" loves a man who comes up to her ear. Surely it's obvious she'll never be seduced till some kind soul condescends to give her beau a little boost. So I put my hand in there. I put my hand in there. I have always been a woman who arranges things. It's my duty to assist the Lord above. I have always been a woman who arranges things like luncheon parties, poker games, and love. My aplomb at cosmetic art turned a frump to a trump lady fair. She had a countenance a little bit like Scrooge, but oh, today you would swear the Lord himself applied the rouge. I put my hand in here and twist a little, stir a little, him a little, her a little, shape a little, mold a little, some poor chap gets sold a little. When I use my fist a little, some young bride gets kissed a little, pressure with the thumbs, matrimony comes when I put my hand in.
Out there, there's a world outside of Yonkers. Way out there beyond this hick town, Barnaby. There's a slick town, Barnaby. Out there, full of shine and full of sparkle. Close your eyes and see it. Listen, Barnaby. Listen, Barnaby. Put on your Sunday clothes, there's lots of world out there. Get out the brilliantine and dime cigars. We're gonna find adventure in the evening air. Girls in white in a perfume night with the lights as bright as the stars. Put on your Sunday clothes, we're gonna ride through town in one of those new horse-drawn open cars. We'll see the shows at Delmonico's, and we'll close the town in a whirl, and we won't come home until we kiss a girl.
Put on your Sunday clothes when you feel down and out. Strut down the street and have your picture took. Dressed like a dream, your spirits seem to turn about. That Sunday shine is a certain sign that you feel as fine as you look. Beneath your parasol, the world is all a smile that makes you feel brand new down to your toes. Your feathers, your patent leathers, your beads and buckles and bows. Oh, there's no blue Monday in your Sunday. No Monday in your Sunday. No Monday in your Sunday clothes.
Put on your Sunday clothes when you feel down and out. Strut down the street and have your picture took. Just like a dream, your spirit seemed to turn about. That Sunday shine is a certain sign that you feel as fine as you look.
Beneath your parasol, the world is all a smile
that makes you feel brand new down to your toes.
Get out your feathers,
your patent leathers,
your beads and buckles and bows, for there's no blue Monday in your Sunday clothes.
Ermengarde, keep smiling. No man wants a little ninny. Ambrose, do a turn. Let me see. Mr. Hackle, Mr. Tucker, don't forget Irene and Minnie. Just forget you ever heard a word from me. All aboard, all aboard,
all aboard,
all aboard, all aboard.
Put on your Sunday clothes, there's lots of world out there. Put on your silk cravat and patent shoes. We're gonna find adventure in the evening air.
To town we'll trap to a smoky spot where the girls are hot as a view.
Put on your silk high hat and a button-up cuff. We'll wear a handmade gray suede button.
You're gonna take New York by storm.
We'll join the Astors and Tony Astors and this on positive war.
There's that musical comedy train. Boy, there's nothing like trains in musical comedies, are there? And that, of course, takes our youthful cast from Yonkers to New York City, or you might say from Main Street to Broadway. Get it? That was from the film version, 1969 film version of Hello, Dolly! With Barbara Streisand. But you could hear in the in that recording Michael Crawford, who he grew to love in the Phantom of the Opera as Cornelius. Cornelius and Barnaby, these two cowed workers at Horace Vander Gelder's store who skip the day and go to New York to look for fun and adventure. And I think also somewhere in that train maybe Tommy Toon from the film version. So we get very quickly to New York City because Dolly Levi is, of course, an inveterate matchmaker, and she has been hired by Horace Vander Gelder, a rather cantankerous, curmudgeonly dry goods store owner, to get to hitch him up with someone who is worthy of his money. And she comes across a young lady named Mrs. Malloy in New York City, although, of course, Dolly really wants Horace Vander Gelder for herself. Complications ensue, as they say. Mrs. Malloy was played originally by a great actress, Eileen Brennan. Here is Barbara Fasano, one of our great friends of Broadway to Main Street, with her husband Eric Comstock, doing a beautiful jazz version of Mrs. Malloy's Song of Longing in New York City, Ribbons Down My Back. Very different and quite touching song from Hello, Dolly. I think Jerry Herman doesn't quite get the, what would I say, the jazz cred he deserves. Obviously, a great ebullient composer of pop music and Broadway songs, but somehow the jazz and cabaret artists have not quite tackled him the way perhaps they should have. Well, I digress. So when David Merrick, the abominable showman, as he was known, the Iron Will producer, decided to will Hello, Dolly! Into existence, it was originally called Dolly, a Damned Exasperating Woman. tough title. And of course they needed a major star to play Dolly Levi, and in the early 1960s the field was full of them, but where would you go to find a brassy, aggressive, musically talented star? Well, look no further than one of David Merrick's stars from 1959, Ethel Merman. And they offered it to Merman. She was not interested. They offered it to Mary Martin. Not interested, too much work. Nanette Fabre. Eventually, they chose Carol Channing in a career-making move. But later on in the run, Merrick brought back a lot of Dollies. Now we're going to hear a bunch of Dollies, which helped sustain its long and profitable run on Broadway. Here is Merman herself, who came back in 1970 to play Dolly, and I think was in it when it became the longest-running musical of all time up to that point in 1970. Here she sings a great song from this point in the score, written for her by Jerry Herman. Obviously, Carol Channing didn't sing it, but once Merman put on her Sunday clothes, as it were, why not give her the song? Here is Ethel Merman from Hello, Dolly.
I've sliced my slice of life a little thin, haven't I, Ephraim? I've been on the outside looking in, haven't I, Ephraim? Well, from now on, Ephraim, all that's gonna change. The world is full of wonderful things, a bushel of wonderful things for me to believe in. So world, take me back. I wanna be part of the human race again and bid goodbye to all my trouble and tears I've wasted so many odd years. It's time to get even. So world, take me back. I wanna let laughter light up my face again. Oh, no more peeking through the keyhole. My own key. No more sneaking past the parlor. From now on, it's me sitting on the settee. 'Cause today's a day to holler about, or have to just sit life out. Since heaven knows when my step has a spring and a drive, I'm suddenly young and alive, you wonderful world, take me back again. The world is full of Aprils and Junes, red roses and yellow balloons for me to hang on to. So world, take me back. I wanna be part of those good old days again. Whatever happened to those wonderful sights, those dancing the night away nights? Oh, where have they gone to? So world, take me back. I wanna be there when the gas lights blaze again. Oh, no more watching from the sidelines. No more reaching for tomorrow. From now on, I stand with today in my hand. For today, the world is ripe as a peach. It's gonna be mine till I reach 110. My step has a spring and a drive. I'm suddenly young and alive. You wonderful world.
Time, Mr. Hackle, and I'll have you dancing in the streets. Now, Put your hand on her waist and stand with her right in your left hand. And one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three.
Look, I'm dancing.
Of course you were, Mr. Hackle. Take the someone whose arms you're in. Hold on to her tight and spin. And one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three.
Wow! I'm dancing!
Turn around and turn around, try floating through the air. Can't you be a little more aesthetic?
Don't you think my dancing has a polish and a flair?
Oh, the word I think I'd use is athletic.
Well, my heart is about to burst. My head is about to pop. And now that I'm dancing, who cares if I ever stop? Look, everybody! I, Cornelius Hackle, sport, am dancing!
You're next, Mr. Tucker. Glide and step, and then step and glide.
And everyone, stand aside!
Look, he's dancing!
You could learn to polka if you tried a week or so.
Or a tango filled with passion seething.
I might join the chorus of the Castle Garden Show.
So whatever you do, for heaven's sakes, keep breathing.
Well, my heart is about to burst. My head is about to pop. And now that we're dancing, who cares if we ever stop?
Hey, Barnaby, I'm dancing!
Hey, play for me!
When there's someone but wish you were closer to, remember that she can be near to you while you're dancing. Though you've only just said hello, she's suddenly someone who can daydreams appear to you while you're dancing. Make the music weave a spell, whirl away your worry. Things look almost twice as well when they're slightly blurry.
As around and around we go, our spirits will hit the top.
And now that we're dancing, who cares if we ever stop? And now that we're dancing, who cares if we ever stop?
And now that we're dancing, who cares if we ever stop?
Boom. That was Mary Martin, the Dolly Levi for both the London West End production subsequent to Broadway and a tour to Vietnam. I mean, that was one of the gutsiest things anybody ever did, was tour Vietnam in a musical, especially if you weren't like Joey Heatherton and the Gold Diggers and Raquel Welch. But the troops loved it, as did all of America. Mary Martin and Ethel Merman, no fools they, knowing that Carol Channing had paved the way before them, jumped on the Hello Dolly bandwagon. But in 1967, David Merrick, this genius producer, started to see the box office receipts drift away a little bit. The show had won the Tony in 1964. It had made money hand over fist everywhere, national tours, etc. And he had this unprecedented idea to hire Pearl Bailey and Cab Calloway and do what they called back then an all-black, I think they called it back then, frankly, an all-Negro cast, but just cast it with all-black actors. They didn't change the score. They didn't change a note. They didn't change the dialogue. I think Morgan Freeman was in the cast in a small part. And it took America by storm once more. And Pearl Bailey being that once-in-a-lifetime kind of entertainer. So here she sings the end of Act Two, the end of Act One, great Act One closer, where you see that Dolly Levi, as much as she wishes to make matches for her younger charges, is kind of looking toward the future herself. One of the great parade songs in Broadway history. Here's Pearl Bailey to close out Act One of Hello, Dolly.
Before the parade passes by, I've got to go and taste Saturday's high life. Before the parade passes by, I've got to get some life back into my life. I'm ready to move out in front. I've had enough of just passing by life. With the rest of them, with the best of them, I can hold my head up high. I've got a goal again, I've got a drive again. I wanna feel my heart coming alive again before the parade. There, listen and hear that brass harmony growing. Look at that crowd over there. Pardon me if my old spirit is showing. All those lights over there seem to be telling me where I'm going. When the whistles blow and the cymbals crash and the sparklers light the sky, I'm gonna raise the roof, I'm gonna carry. Give me an old trombone, give me an old baton before the parade passes by.
When the parade passes by, listen and hear that brass harmony growing. When the parade passes by, pardon me if my old spirit shows me.
Bailey, before the parade passes by. This is Larry Maslin, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting. And today we're actually doing this show from New York City on Broadway, 719 Broadway, only a stone's throw from the 14th Street Association Parade, mentioned aforesaid in that song in the Harmonia Gardens. Because the stone's throw away. Throw enough stones and we'll build a restaurant. Okay. And I want to remind listeners that our show is brought to you in part by generous support from the Ira and Leonore Gershwin Philanthropic Fund. Well, those of you who watched the Tonys on June 11th on Sunday night on CBS saw David Hyde Pierce manfully being pushed out there to perform from Hello, Dolly. He plays Horace Vander Gelder in the current revival. And this is a song that was cut from the end of Act One in the original production, sung by David Burns, and restored. So let us hear from the brand new, spanking, shining revival cast album of Hello, Dolly, David Hyde Pierce.
I put a penny in my pocket, and in a little time, that penny in my pocket had grown into a dime. And in a little longer, a quarter jingled out. I put the quarter in the teapot, and I waited till the teapot had a dollar in the spout. I put the dollar in my mattress and had some pleasant dreams, till suddenly my mattress was bursting at the seams. And that's how I acquired the wealth I now possess. That little penny was the secret, yes, that penny was the secret of my success. I had a penny in my pocket, and not another sou. And with my only shy tail, I shined a rich man's shoe. He threw me down a nickel, admiring my skill. I gave the nickel to a blind man, and the blind man left me all his meager savings in his will. I bought myself a wagon for hauling blocks of ice. I cut the ice to ice cubes and got a higher price. I shaved the ice to ices for still a higher fee. Big tycoon said, very enterprising in your organizing, son, you must come work for me. En route to work next morning, I helped a lady cross. The lady was, you guessed it, the mother of the boss. The boss said, you're promoted, I need you at my side. And then I met the boss's daughter, and I wed the boss's daughter, and quite suddenly she died. I bought myself an acre, a silo and a steed. All Yonkers started buying my grain and hay and feed. And now I've half a million, but proudly I confess, that in my pocket is that penny, yes, that shiny little penny. It's that penny that's the secret of my success.
Pedigree. Exercise your wildest whims tonight. We are out with quit. Some were born with rags and patches, but we used dollar bills for matches and
Vanderbilt counts house to us.
J.P. Morgan scrapes and bows to us.
We got elegance. We were born with elegance.
Have you noticed when I hold my cup, the saucer never moves?
And the way I keep my pinky up, in you what only proves
that we got elegance, we got built in elegance, and with elegance, we'll carry it on.
Of course, any description of the success of the original Hello, Dolly! Has to go in some direction, sooner or later, to Gower Champion, the great director-choreographer who had made a name for himself with Bye Bye Birdie and then with Carnival with David Merrick. And they worked together on a lot of shows. I don't think they liked each other at all. They were always threatening to punch each other out or stomp out or buy each other out, all that kind of junk. But his charm and his ability to convey turn-of-the-century genteel values into musical comedy gold is perhaps no more apparent than that number Elegance with the supporting couples, Barnaby and Cornelius and Mrs. Molloy and Minnie Fay. In the current revival, that was Gavin Creel being elegant with Kate Baldwin. Gavin Creel won Best Supporting Actor in a Musical. Well done. Well, the song Hello, Dolly! Became an immediate sensation. Probably no title number to a show is as well embroidered into the fabric of popular culture than Hello, Dolly! When Louis Armstrong sang it, it became such a big hit that it became the number one song in America. It beat out all the Beatles, who had had the top five songs the week before. Here is the 1969 film version with Barbara Streisand, who I think gives a very persuasive performance. People said, oh, she's too young. She's only, you know, 8 years old or however old she was at the time. But I think she's great and certainly great to listen to. And for the movie, they did the inevitable casting choice of bringing in Louis Armstrong to duet with her. So this, to me, is a pop culture classic. Babs meets Satchmo for the title number of Hello, Dolly!
Hello, Rudy. Well, hello, Harry. It's so nice to be back home where I belong. You are looking swell, Minnie. I can tell. You're still glowing, you're still crowing, you're still going strong. I feel the room swaying for the bands playing one of that gap, fellas, find me an empty lap, fellas, darling, you'll never go away again.
Hello. You're looking swell, darling.
fellas, I'm staying where I'm at, fellas.
Promise you'll never go away again.
I went away from the lights of 14th Street and into my personal haze. But now that I'm back in the lights of 14th Street, tomorrow will be brighter than the good old days.
Old days.
Tell it to me, sweet.
Hello, well, hello, darling. Well, hello.
Glad to see you, Hank. Let's thank my lucky star. You're looking great, Stanley. Lose some weight, I think you did, Stanley. Dolly's overjoyed and overwhelmed and overpawed.
I hear the ice.
Do you hear the ice tickle?
Tickle, see the lights.
Can you see the lights twinkle?
And you still get glances from us handsome men.
Look at you all, you're all so handsome. Golly gee, fellas, find me an empty me, fellas.
Die, you'll never go away again.
This is Lewis.
Hello, Lewis.
Dolly, it's so nice to have you back where you belong.
I am so glad to be back.
Are you looking swell?
Thank you, Lewis.
Dolly, I can tell.
Does it show?
Dolly, you still glowing. You still crowing. You still
going strong.
I feel the room
swaying.
And the band one of our
favorite songs. I remember it.
So
it was my favorite.
Show some snap, fellas.
Yeah.
Find an empty love.
Yeah. Dolly will never go away again.
Swell, we can tell.
Wow.
Dolly,
Well, Hello Dolly is nothing if not a reminder to recognize and embrace and remember the indomitable ladies of the American musical stage. Certainly Carol Channing, who's still with us, Ethel Merman, Pearl Bailey, Mary Martin. The list goes on of formidable dollies. They're sort of the King Lear of middle-aged musical theater ladies. Here's a lady I'd like to remember, Barbara Carroll. She passed away a couple of months ago in her 90s. She was an avatar of the New York cabaret scene at Birdland, at the Cafe Carlyle. And in the 60s, she did her own jazz album of Hello Dolly, where she played the piano. So let's take a moment to recognize Barbara Carroll. It only takes a moment from the second act of Hello Dolly. The one, the only Barbara Carroll. Well, I know you're all waiting for our newest, biggest dolly. That, of course, is Bette Midler, who just won a Tony and has brought this musical back into popular consciousness. So let's let the divine Miss M take us out of this show for the finale of this current production of Hello Dolly. If you can't buy a ticket, too bad. You got to listen to it today. Thanks, folks.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye, 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 goodbye. Don't try to stop me, Horace, please. Wave your little hand and whisper so long, dearie. You ain't gonna see me anymore. But when you discover that your life is dreary, don't you come.
come a knocking at my door. For I'll be all dolled up and singing that song that says, "Your doll, I told you so." So wave your little hand and whisper, "So long, dearie, dearie." Should have said, "So long, so long ago." Ah, you treated me so rotten and rough. I had enough of feeling low. So wave your little hand and whisper, "So long, dearie, dearie." Should have said, "So long, so long ago." For I can hear that choo-choo calling me on to a fancy new address. Oh, Lord, I hear that choo-choo calling me on board that Happiness Express. I'm gonna learn the hoochie-coo and smoke a cigarette. I'm going as far away from Yonkers as a girl can get. So and on those cold winter nights, Horace, we snuggle up to that old cash register. It's a little lumpy, but it rings. Don't come a knocking, I'll be all dolled up and singing that song that says, "Your dog, I told you so." So, Horace, you will find your life a sad old story when you see your dolly shovel off to glory. Oh, I should have said so long.
It's so nice to have you here where you belong. I never knew, Dolly, without you, Dolly, life was awfully flat, and more than that was awfully wrong.
Woman.
Again. Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing.